Welcome to Reframe and Rewire Greatness Through Daily Routine. This podcast is designed to alter your mindsets and transform your day-to-day from the second you open your eyes to you close them at night, adapting what I would call a success routine. This series is liable to change your life. And it's never the big things that you do, but the littlest things you do every day that make the biggest difference. And now, on to the podcast. Thank you for joining. Welcome back to the podcast as we continue in this series on how to win in 2024. Well, we have covered a lot of ground so far, and for those of you that have not been keeping up with us, welcome. Glad to have you with us. We started out with a kickoff on how to win in 2024 back in early January, and then we talked about the science of half-heartedness and cognitive dissonance. We also had a special guest come on, Stephen Seiler. He is an award-winning songwriter, video, music producer, speaker, author. He had a lot to say. I would encourage you to listen to that one back in early February. And then we talked about the habits of self-sabotage, which I'm going to be coming up on some habits of people who win here shortly in our next episode. Then the last episode, we had an interview with another special guest, Manya Chalinsky, who's a resiliency advocate, podcaster, and speaker. She's also done a TED Talk. So all really good stuff. I hope you've been gleaning some information from it if you are listening. And so it's always a joy to have you with us on the podcast. Well, today we are going to talk about the power of gratitude and what it can do for you, because anyone who has ever been able to have, I guess you would call magnetism or the it factor, knows all about gratitude. When we express gratitude to others and live with an attitude of gratitude, we seem to magnetize more opportunities towards us. And I want to talk a little bit about the science behind it. First of all, gratitude opens the door to more relationships. I mean, there's nothing more miserable than being around someone who is constantly not filled with gratitude, and they're constantly complaining and whining about what they don't have, and you know how they wish they could do this or that, or this is wrong or that is wrong, or this person's doing this to them. And you know, it's really no fun at all to be around those kinds of people. Whereas when we constitute good manners and we say thank you and we live in an attitude of gratitude, it really exudes from every pore of our being. And people pick up on it. In fact, a 2014 study published in Emotion found that thanking a new acquaintance makes them more likely to seek an ongoing relationship. So whether you thank a stranger for holding a door open or send a thank you note to someone that maybe did something for you, or you were just thinking about them and you just wanted to express appreciation to them, all of those contributions can lead to many new doors that open and many new opportunities. I've seen this happen with clients that I work with that are looking for a job, for example, and they'll send a thank you note to all of those who maybe called them or interviewed them or you know, even expressed interest in any way, shape, or form. And even in some cases, sending it to the people that received the application, maybe didn't even call them, but just wanted to thank them for at least receiving the application, and ended up with some great job offers. So long story short, it pays to be grateful. Next, gratitude improves physical health. Grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and that's because of a release of all those positive neurochemicals that we've talked about again and again. In a study in 2012, published in Personality and Individual Differences, grateful people were more likely to take care of their health. They would exercise more often. They would eat healthier. They would likely attend regular health and nutrition classes or courses or even checkups, which is likely to contribute to a better sustained health. Gratitude improves psychological health. Gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions, which again, we're looking at the negative neurochemistry versus the positive. Everything from envy and resentment and frustration and regret. Robert Emmons was a leader gratitude researcher, and he conducted multiple studies on the link between gratitude and well-being. And his research confirmed that gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. I've seen it used by many therapists, just having a gratitude journal and being in the practice of, I'd say, writing out, and I'm going to challenge you to this, write out, say, at least 3 to 5 things per day that you're truly grateful, and then feel that gratitude, experience it, think about it, and realize it to its fullest degree. Gratitude, number 4, enhances empathy, which reduces aggression. It'll take away that sting that you have towards certain people. It removes a lot of bitterness. There's a lot that we can be grateful for. And grateful people are more likely to behave in a pro-social manner, even when others are maybe not so social. And a lot of studies have been done on this as well. Number 5, grateful people sleep better. Writing in that gratitude journal that I mentioned previously has been also studied. In fact, it was done in a study in 2011, published in Applied Psychology, Health and Well-Being, that spending just 15 minutes jotting down a few grateful sentiments before bed can help you sleep better. So if you have sleep issues, there you go. Number 6, gratitude improves your self-esteem. There's been a lot of studies, especially with athletes, shown that when you have a lot of gratitude in your heart and you practice it on a consistent basis, instead of being resentful and jealous and comparing yourself constantly, grateful people are not only able to appreciate others and applaud them or celebrate them when they win, but it just gives them this overall sense of well-being that causes them to act out or at least perform at higher levels. So this is really a big and important practice that I would encourage anyone to indulge in. Gratitude increases mental strength. This is going to be the last one, and then we're going to go ahead and close out because we are out of time. For years, research has shown that gratitude not only reduces stress, but it plays a major role in overcoming trauma. So if you're struggling with trauma or PTSD of any kind, there have been multiple studies on that as well. And just recognizing that you're thankful, even when things maybe aren't going right, is a huge proponent to creating overall health and well-being in your brain, in your overall physiology, and even in your heart. So hopefully that gives you a few facts that you can hang your hat on today in terms of gratitude. And I would strongly encourage you to make that a practice in 2024 if you want to continue to win. And as I mentioned, I'll be back next episode to talk about habits of winners. And then we'll close out this series and move on to a series on heart-centered leadership. This is Michelle Steffes. Reframe and rewire. Keep reaching higher. Thank you for joining.